Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh, host of the podcast TED Talks Daily. For more than 20 years, Paylocity has been leading the way with cutting-edge work solutions like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a bite-sized edition of the podcast. We like to call this one Trench Tips, where we deep dive into parts of the sales process that people might be struggling with or wondering how to get the most out of. And this week, Jack, what have we decided to talk about?
So it's something that is probably coming up a lot for a lot of salespeople. Is a lot of people are working from home. Pandemic's happened, we might still be in it, who knows, and people are working from home. So how do you get hold of a CEO of a company? There's loads of software systems out there that can give you mobile numbers, and that's great. And if you can use one of those softwares and get those mobile numbers, brilliant. But if you can't, what do you do?
That's a good thing. Yeah, I have had that a lot, especially at the start of the pandemic, where they're all working remotely, and the gatekeeper might say to you, actually impossible to transfer. But then that seems to have stayed around, doesn't it? Like, you could just say that about anyone. Just the CEO, the managing director, just tell the receptionist, I never want calls transferred to me, regardless of if I'm sat in the back or not. Exactly. So have you tried anything so far that's been having good results?
I've worked something out, and it's been having ridiculous results. It's like, how I tried it, and I just thought, I'm going to try this. And then all of a sudden, just every call is like, oh, a CEO ringing me back from his mobile number. That's mental. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
No, that shouldn't be happening. Why is a CEO, this large blue chip company or whatever, ringing me back on this sales call? Now, do they know what I'm selling? No. Do they know who I am? We give the information in the same way that you give a gatekeeper. You never lie, and you never... kind of, you're never naughty with it, because, do you know what I mean? Dishonest salespeople are never going to get far. But there are tips and tricks that you can do to get through. Should I tell you?
I feel like you're teasing me.
All right. So typically you get through to a gatekeeper or a receptionist and you say, John's not in today, is he? And go, actually, he's working from home. It'd be impossible to transfer you through. We don't have the system. Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well... And this is where, like, I know you've done it before, where you'd like, tell Elon Musk I've got a meeting, or put the lawyer on the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, you say something And so what I like to do is I like to create this image of, right, okay, well, I've got a meeting in about 15 minutes and I was hoping to speak to him before. So all of a sudden, the gatekeeper's thinking, right, well, he's got a meeting in 15 minutes. Is it about him? Is he got a meeting with him? I've got a meeting in 15 minutes and I wanted to speak to him before, which I have. I've got a meeting in 15 minutes. I want to speak to this bloke before I go into it. That's absolutely fine. Okay, so you're giving yourself a bit of importance. Okay, he's got a meeting in 15 minutes and he wants to speak to him. And I go, right, okay. Has my number come through there? And a lot of the time it does. Yeah, it does. Is it ending in 43? And as they're saying that, if they say no, you're right, my number is 075, whatever. And they go, yeah, it has come through. And as they're saying it, oh, I've got another call coming through. I'm really sorry. Right, okay. And they go, like, oh, where are you calling from? Tell him it's Jack. I've got to go. Okay, bang.
Right.
And you go, and they're like, all right, no worries, that's fine. And you use this sense of confusion that all of a sudden it's, tell him it's Jack, here's my number. They go through to the CEO, Jack's been on the phone, here's his number, he's got a meeting in 15 minutes, he wants to speak to you. And it's the same thing that you do when they are in the office, but you're just creating that urgency, you're being direct, and you're showing who you are.
I like that. I think this is going to divide people a little bit.
Do you think? Well,
I think so, yeah, just because, I don't know, people would rather email someone to death or drop them a LinkedIn message forever, wouldn't they, rather than do this. Do you want to role play it quickly just so I can get a flavour of the pacing and stuff, how it actually feels?
Okay. Are you going to be the receptionist?
I've always wanted to be, so right. Why not let's, start today?
Let's do it. All right.
Okay, so let me answer the phone.
Do you have a receptionist name?
Yeah, I'm gonna call myself Circumstance Jackson.
Circumstance Jackson, all right.
Okay,
not that I'm gonna know that, and I'm not even gonna use that.
Okay. No, I wouldn't.
It's just nice to know for me.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hello, ABC Company.
Zach's not in today, is he?
Sorry,
Zach's not in today, is he?
Zach Thompson,
yeah.
He actually doesn't accept calls. He's working today, but yeah, I'm unable to transfer calls. He doesn't accept calls.
Right, okay. I'm about to go into a meeting. What time is it now? 11:15. Right, 11:30. I was hoping to speak to him before. Has my number come through there?
Yes, it has, yeah.
Can you just confirm that?
Yeah, it's 012121.
Oh, 1 second. Sorry, I've got another phone call coming through. Can you tell him it's Jack? Thank you.
Wow. And then you just hang up.
Well,
and what would you say success rate?
I have seen, if I was to put a number on it, 70% success rate.
Ooh.
Because it's the confusion and people call you back. And this, I guess, should we save it or should we do what they do when you call back?
I was actually going to ask, if someone calls you back, I mean, how long have we been going? If someone called you back... Are they annoyed?
I would say 10% of people are annoyed.
Right, but you hit them with the usual sales call. You wish you didn't call me back.
Be Zach now. Be Zach. You've called me back.
Okay. All right. Hello. Is that Jack?
Yeah. Who's that?
It's Zach. I got a message to give you a call back.
Zach, you're gonna hate me. It's actually a sales call. So you can hang up now, you can give me 30 seconds, it's your choice.
Right, so you just go, it's just the normal script.
Just straight in. Actually, that's what you've done is very naughty, is it? And then if they're going to say something, then they're going to say it and they're going to hang up. Big deal, ego bruised, on to the next. But most of the time, they're like, right, okay. And most people, because you've got to remember, we all work in sales. Most people are like, very good what you've done there. It's very clever. And you get a little bit more out of it.
I like it. All right. Well, I think that's enough for a bite-sized portion of getting through a tricky gatekeeper that says calls can't be transferred.
They can. They can be.
It can be. I think you might be the most hated salesperson on LinkedIn when this goes out live. Dishonest, whatever people are going to say.
But
just remember, if you think Jack's dishonest, you might be part of the problem. Do I know what I mean by that? No, I don't. Right, nice one. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast, following us. We'll be putting these tips up weekly, and we've got a weekly guest as well. And if you want any suggestions, or you've got any suggestions for us on parts of the process that perhaps you struggle with or want to delve into a bit deeper, fire them over, and we'll go through them in one of the next episodes. Thanks so much.
See you soon.
Hi, I'm Adam Grant, host of the podcast Work Life. For over 20 years, Paylocity has been simplifying work with innovative solutions that teams love, like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Is it a stay in or a go out kind of Friday night? The choice is yours. Find the detail that moves you with 3x points on dining, including takeout from Chase Sapphire Reserve. Learn more at chase.com/sapphire reserve.
Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. By the time you hear about a data breach, your information has already been exposed for months. On average, companies take 277 days to report a breach. That's 9 months where hackers have access to your personal data. That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura is an all-in-one digital safety solution that monitors the dark web for your phone number, email, and social security number, sending real-time alerts if your info is found. It also includes a VPN, password manager, and data broker removal to help keep you safe. For a limited time, Aura is offering a 14-day free trial plus a dark web scan to check if your personal information has been leaked, all for free at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety to sign up and protect your loved ones. That's aura.com/safety. Terms apply. Check the site for details.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.